a simple man unknown to the world, just another policeman, one of the category of civil servants now so seemingly disrespected, I hope you don't, and distrusted by many, including and especially the black community. His name was Robert Wilson III. Robert Wilson III. Never heard of him, did you? I didn't either until he was shot to death. Robert Wilson III was African American. He was slain in the line of duty, gunned down by two robbers, two vicious men. He died defending his community, both black and white. At the end of his duty that day, Robert Wilson had gone to a video game store in Philadelphia in order to do a security check and to pick up a gift. So ironic. Pick up a gift, a brand new PlayStation 4 and a game for his 9-year-old son who had done so well in school, and to celebrate his 10th birthday. In came two men, also both African-American, with guns drawn and announced a robbery. They pointed guns in the face of the store clerk and demanded money. It seemed as though the gunmen and robbers knew the layout of the video store, watching everyone carefully. Officer Wilson was at the store's counter where several customers and employees were gathered. When the robbery was announced, Wilson stepped away from the counter, such a brave act, so that the robbers' attention would be focused on him and not innocent customers and bystanders. Wilson drew his gun and engaged in a fierce and violent gun battle with the two suspects and their own guns, and even continued to shoot at them when he was being hit by gunfire. In the midst of that hail of bullets, Wilson was hit in the head, and he died almost immediately. The robbers fled, but were soon captured and are now in custody awaiting trial for the murder of the hero and warrior, Robert Wilson III. This tragic story grieved the heart and soul of Philadelphia, and perhaps others in our country may have heard briefly about the incident. Interestingly, all Philadelphians wait with bated breath for Attorney General Eric Holder to rise up in horror, visit the city, and stand up for the brave policemen and women, black and white, and in this case black, who protect our city and in fact all cities. Nobody in the city of Philadelphia holds breath. Holder ain't going to show up. After all, it was two black men who gunned down a black police officer. No political gain to be had there, is there? As Jesse Jackson once said, black crime at work, black on black, and the world pays little attention. The world really doesn't care about that. But we do. I do. And I hope you do. Robert Wilson III was a dedicated public servant. He loved to serve his fellow man and to do the work of an honest, trustworthy policeman. Policeman. He was a father, husband, and a caring family man, a man of values, morality, and Christian faith. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey, himself black, said of Mr. Wilson, quote, "I think he redefined what a hero is all about," end of quote. May I repeat that? A black officer in the line of duty redefined what a hero is all about. Amen. He did indeed. Commissioner Ramsey, again, himself an African American, knew that men like Officer Wilson were special and also knew the character, or the lack thereof, of the two African-American men who gunned him down. Wow. Awful, awful, horrific. Interesting dynamics, don't you think? President Obama loudly criticized the criminality, essentially the illegal acts of the police as they occurred in Ferguson and Staten Island, even though the victims in both incidents were black and the perpetrators white. So the victim in this case was African-American and the perpetrators black. I guess that really doesn't matter in Washington, D.C., does it? I mean, you know, that's like a non-event. Of course, by now we should be used to double standards, lying and deceit coming from Washington, whether our president or our Congress. Hypocrisy for political purposes, which undoubtedly makes a hero and warrior like Robert Wilson III irrelevant. Nothing to be gained politically by becoming involved in this kind of shooting, is there? The city of Philadelphia would sure like to hear from you, Mr. Obama, and the same for you, Mr. Holder. After all, you made a personal trip to Ferguson, Missouri, whatever your real purpose, and, you know, and perhaps just a mere note of sympathy, just one line to the family might suffice. Why not? The officer known as Robbie, Robert Wilson III, Robbie loved people. He would help organize touch football games in the street, help coach a little league baseball team, and did virtually anything asked by his community. What a wonderful man. Wilson worked, and he worked hard. He earned money whenever he needed it, rather than turn to criminal activity as so many did, like the two black men who killed him. His fellow officers said of him that Robbie loved life, loved policing, and served his community, and loved, most importantly, his two young sons, ages 9 and 11. The real tragedy in this is that his two young sons will never see him again. The Philadelphia community lost a hero and a warrior. Two young boys lost a very, very special father. It makes me angry. Said yet another officer friend, quote, in his last day on earth, that is Mr. Wilson, he was able to save lives in that store. Isn't that incredible? What an epitaph for him. He saved lives on the last day of his life. I have always wondered whether or not the shooting by Officer Wilson of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri was justified. Have you ever thought about that? Or do you just listen to the media hysteria? That is, did Wilson, in fact, fear for his life? And were the actions of Michael Brown threatening, either bodily harm or life itself? Was there an assault which would justify the use of force? An armed weapon? Was there? Do you know? The grand jury believed there was reasonable cause to do so and failed to indict. Rather than respect the verdict, the trouble began, and the flames of racial divide and hatred, racial stirrup, were fanned all the way up to the Attorney General himself. What a guy. And even the President of the United States. He took advantage of it as well. No matter the facts, rare things in Washington and our world today, no matter the truth, non-existent, racial hatred was exploited. Rather than take such a tragic event as an opportunity to heal, to bring a community together, to begin rational dialogue and discussions between black and white, the tragic incident, the Wilson-Brown incident, was exploited for political purposes locally and nationally. God forgive them. I can't. I wonder if the participants in the tragic Philadelphia drama had been a different color. If perhaps the gunman had been white, wow. Officer Wilson black, ooh boy, would that have been the next tragic incident exploited by racemongers to further fan the flame of racial hatred? But all of the participants in this horrible tragedy were black. Commissioner Charles Ramsey, black. Officer Robert Wilson III, black. And the two gunmen who shot Officer Wilson, black. By the way, one of whom was only wounded in the gunfire exchange. No matter that Michael Brown, who was under the influence of drugs, was possessed like a demon, according to Wilson, and came after him before being shot and killed after just having robbed a convenience store. All that mattered to the media and politicians in their passion to incite violence was that a white police officer killed an unarmed black man. Wow. Unbelievable. How can there ever be reconciliation, understanding, healing, and growth between races in such an environment? Can there be? I don't think so. Involvement of men like Al Sharpton produce nothing but trouble, said one person of the Ferguson incident. Ferguson and the shooting of Michael Brown is an example of how the media and some politicians work together. Did you get that? Work together. To undermine local police agencies in order to make narrow ideological points. They structure and foster an anti-police agenda. Amen. That's exactly what this liberal media does. And that's tragic for Ferguson, that's tragic for the country, and that's tragic for you and me, don't you think? It absolutely destroys the goodwill, if there is any, for racial harmony between black and white. Ironically, even though law enforcement has come under fire over these high-profile deaths in Ferguson, Missouri, and Staten Island, New York, there has been a surge of applicants. Let me repeat that. There has been a surge of applicants to police academies across the country, men and women wanting to serve in the police force, when the opposite perhaps should have occurred. Many thought that's exactly what would be the case. In Ferguson, Missouri, some 1,000 people applied for a vacant dispatcher's job. May I repeat that? Some 1,000 people applied for one vacant dispatcher's job. And more than 50 applied for two vacant patrol officers' positions. Do you know how dangerous that would be in Ferguson right now? But 50 applied for two. Incredible numbers of applicants under the circumstances, don't you think? In Ferguson, Missouri, Mayor James Knowles stated the following. Considering the number of people interested, that is the applicants, right now, I am sure we will find outstanding men and women to be new officers here in Ferguson. Amen, Mayor Knowles, and may it be so. Perhaps these men and women, new applicants, were motivated by a high sense of morality. Gee, I hope so. And public service, that too. And a desire to do good, even under these tragic circumstances, and bring something better to Ferguson, Missouri. Doing good by becoming police officers in the pursuit of justice. Interestingly, there were 37 people in the officer training class that started in Ferguson last October. Listen to these statistics, these demographic statistics. 17 were white. 18 were black. Repeat. 18 were black. One was Hispanic and one was Asian. 17, 18, 1, and 1. The March 2015 class will have approximately the very same racial breakdown. That's a good thing if these people are all about justice and doing the right thing. That seems to bode well for a city which is over 60% black. One of the men who killed Officer Robert Wilson III was a man well respected, on the right path, but had turned to such a dark path, so said those who knew the killer. Ramon Williams was a star basketball player in Philadelphia. He was quiet. He maintained good grades with no disciplinary problems. But something changed. And Williams, rather than starring in basketball or growing as a student as he had the potential to do, murdered Officer Robert Wilson III. A tragic, incredibly tragic turn of events. How did that happen? Three black men are gone forever, one dead and two facing the death penalty or at least life imprisonment. This tragedy destroys so much, and for so many, everywhere, everywhere. What a tragedy. Bet you don't hear too much about that. There was a man, Charles Phillips, a retired Philadelphia police officer who became friends with Robert Wilson when he first joined the police force. Phillips thought that Officer Wilson was one of a kind, one of a kind. Phillips, a police officer himself, said of Mr. Wilson, "What makes me sick is that cops get a bad rap all the way around today because of a few bad apples. We, cops, we were American heroes 25 years ago, but now we are treated like the bad guys." Listen to this, my fellow Americans. But we still put on that uniform every day, knowing that we might not come home to our families again. We still put on that uniform every day, knowing that we, the officers of the law, might not come home to our families. God bless you, Officer Phillips, and more so for the memory of Officer Robert Wilson III. You, Mr. Phillips, and you, Mr. Wilson, you are heroes. Officer Phillips is with his family, Officer Wilson, doing his duty, will never see his family again. No matter what a President Obama would say, or an Attorney General Eric Holder would say, or a rabble-rousing Al Sharpton would say, we say from Philadelphia that you, Robert Wilson, were indeed a hero. You put on that uniform every day, and you wore it with pride. Thank you for protecting us. You were fair, you were just, and you served. And you paid the ultimate price, giving your life for the people and community you loved, protecting them and making certain that justice was done. You are the one who should be honored in Washington, D.C. by Obama, Holder, and Sharpton, not Michael Brown. You, an African American, were a model for all. Thank you for all you did, sir. For the community of Philadelphia, we honor you. And as a role model for our nation, hopefully someone out there will pay attention and learn from the sacrifice of this great man. When others like your killers turned to murder, you gave your life in the line of duty. Somehow, may our great country understand the lesson your life left. You were indeed Robert Wilson III, African-American officer at the very best. You were indeed, sir, an American hero and an American warrior. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.